Welcome to Real Women, Courageous Wisdom, a podcast featuring Women for One truth tellers, everyday women passionate about sharing their journeys and inspiring others. Real Women, Courageous Wisdom, because every woman has a story. Welcome to Real Women, Courageous Wisdom. My name is Kara Bradley. I'm your host for this great podcast series. Today, we're with Nikki Payne. Nikki is a native Atlantan who's gone through some terrible tragedies in the last few years that has brought her to become a truth teller. And through her experiences, has been able to not only heal herself and rediscover herself, but is now inspiring others, millions of women, through her story and through her inspirations. I am so honored to be with you today, Nikki. Welcome to Real Women, Courageous Wisdom.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You are, in my humble opinion, just the epitome of inspiration to me and to so many others. And we are really honored to have you as part of this program.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So what inspired you to tell your truth with Women for One? And if you could just tell us a little bit about who you are and where you are these days.
Okay. Well, what inspired me was, let me start by telling you the person that I was. I used to be a person that was a complainer. I never saw the good in anything. I took everything for granted. The glass was always half empty. I was never satisfied. I had a great job. I had a great family. I had a man that loved me. And I really thought that I was up here, you know, and I treated other people like they were down here. But what happened to me was God humbled me, you know. I lost everything that I had in one day. My two kids were murdered. My husband committed suicide. And it was just me. And I lost all my money. I lost my mind. I got hooked on prescription medicine. And everything that defined me, like all my titles, like mom, employed, wife, all of that that I thought made me something, it was gone. And I was never nothing. And it took me years and years to just find myself because I lost my identity. And when I was researching and looking online and Googling and trying to find something to help me, I always found textbook answers. I found psychologists that gave me statistics, but there was really no one that told me, what do you do when you don't know what to do? Mm-hmm. And so I got to a point where when I hit rock bottom and I started climbing my way back up, I said, God saved me so that I can save somebody else. And so I just started telling my story. And what's really helped me is I don't have correct grammar. I don't say all the things right. I don't have statistics, but I have me. And so when I speak to people, I tell them my truth and it helps them. Little old me, you know, the one that was beneath everyone that I thought that I was better than. It helped me realize that a lot of the problems I had in my life were because of me. My kids did not die because of me. But I was so comfortable in chaos. It's like everything I did was drama filled, or I had to read blogs that always kept me in the news, you know, that was all the drama and all the tabloids. And that's why I used to speak so negative about everything. That's why I took things for granted. But when I lost everything, I had to renew my entire mind. And so now I'm at a place where, let me see how to say it. I used to be happy. And then when I lost everything, I was afraid to be happy again. I used to think that my children are dead. If I'm happy again, it's not honoring them. They're gone and I'm here. How can I deserve to be happy? But like with a lot of people, I discovered a new happy. It's not the same happy, but it's okay. And it's okay to live, and it's okay to experience new things. And it's okay to smile. Sorry, I talk so much.
Oh my gosh, you're spellbinding. You really are.
Thank you.
What is so striking about you, Nikki, is that your story is, as I'm sure people have told you, is every parent's nightmare. But yet, your recovery, your refinding, your renewal is like this spring flower that is so incredibly positive and fresh. And what you're saying, Nikki, which I love so much, is that, you know, you don't have, say, the perfect textbook answer that some psychologists might be saying, but this is your truth. This is what you found. And that, in my estimation, speaks to right to the heart of people in ways that I don't think we can even imagine. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Yeah, I've found that with a lot of people. They go through things and they have a story to tell. And they're afraid to tell it because they're afraid of being judged. They're afraid that people are going to look at them a certain kind of way. But I found that through testimony and through sharing your story, you heal so many people. If a tragedy comes and it affects you, you telling someone else to help me. Sometimes I go out and I speak, and people come up to me afterwards and they hug me. Sometimes they don't say anything; they just want to hug, and they'll say, you know, thank you just for telling me your story. You know, they'll say, my children haven't died, but I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna love them. My mother did die, but I'm going to call my mother, and I'm just going to appreciate life. And if that's what I'm put on this earth to do, then it's worth it.
And you're doing it, and you're doing it. I can see it just in your eyes and with everything that you've written. And so those of you listening, you can read about Nikki on Women for One. She's shared some stories, and also on her website, nikkispain.com. Is that right?
Yes.
And some beautiful videos and some of the places that you've spoken and some of those recordings as well. And you are truly an inspiration.
Thank you.
Some of the words that in some of my research, Nikki, that it really jumped out at me was your encouragement to people to not judge others because we have no idea what they've been through. Could you speak a little bit about that?
Sure. You know, when I had this great life with this great husband and this great career, I used to work at the bank, and people would come in and their account was overdrawn, and I would say, why can't these people get their stuff together? But then a couple of months later, I found myself in the same position. I didn't even have money to balance. Zero plus zero is zero. It was nothing there. And I used to see people with tattooed piercings, or people that cut themselves, or they cut all their hair off. And I used to say, those people are crazy. Why would they do that to themselves? And then I looked around, and I was one of them. I got a ton of piercings. I got a ton of tattoos. And I didn't even know why I was doing it. And my sister came up to me one day and she said, do you know that every time it's one of your kids' birthday, you go and get a tattoo? She said, are you trying to hurt yourself? And I said, wow, maybe I am. And I didn't even know. And I said, I was judging those people. would do the same thing. And just like no one asked those people, why are you doing it to yourself? Or are you going through something? Or do you need some help? Nobody asked me either. So I said, when I get myself together, I'm going to ask people, is there anything I can do for you? I'm not going to judge, because it's not my place to judge. But I'm going to say, why are you doing that to yourself? But in my recovery, because I have so many tattoos and piercings, it's really a conversation starter. Because people will say to me, what's going on with your arm? Because I have all these tattoos on my arm. And they'll say, you know, what's going on with you? And then I say, let me tell you a story. And once I tell them that, they kind of look at themselves. I go to church every Sunday. I used to, you couldn't pay me to go to church. But sometimes when people see me like at the store, they automatically assume that I'm in the world, I don't go to church, or I have no religion. But I'll say, you know, tattooed or torn or broke, God still loves me. You know, and maybe this is something that I had to go through, or I had to do to myself so that I can explain to other people why maybe they're doing it to themselves. So I don't regret it. I don't. But I really try not to judge anyone. And you know, I try to listen. And I try to help.
Well, you are helping. You're helping me, and I know you're helping those that are listening to us, because it just sings so true through just your voice, Nikki, what you've carried with you, and what and how you've transformed that into this beautiful, positive energy. So thank you so much for that. I know that there was a point when you kind of woke up out of the trance of all of your grief. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened and what woke you up to kind of getting on with your life and finding yourself, as you've said?
Sure. When my children died, I died. I stopped living. I was a zombie for years. And my connection with my mom, it just stopped. And I felt so guilty because when my children died, my mom started getting real sick. She was grieving. And so I had survivor's guilt. And I felt like I caused my mom to get sick. So I would get high all day. I would drink all day. I would just party. And my mama, I never went around. And so one night, my mom called, and she said, I want you to come see me. I said, oh, I can't come over there. I was so high. I couldn't go over there. And she said, oh, I just want to hug you. I just want to love on you. I said, oh, I'll come over there tomorrow. And she said, no, tonight. I said, oh, I'll be over there. And I hung up. So I woke up the next day. I go to my mom's house. I walk in the door. I said, Mom, do you want a Coca-Cola? She didn't say anything. But my mom, if she's mad at you, she won't talk to you. So I go in the kitchen and I get a Coke and I come back in her room and I sit down next to her and I said, oh, you're not talking to me. And my mama was dead. And my mama was blue. And she had this stuff coming out of her. And the only thing my mom wanted from me was to come see her. But I was so selfish. I was so high. I was so drunk that I didn't go see my mom. But sitting there with my mom, I realized I had no memories with my mom since the day my children had. I had no pictures of her, of us together. We had done nothing. I stopped living the day my kids died. And seeing my mom like that, I knew that if I didn't stop and get myself together, someone was gonna find me just like I found my mom. I know my mom died to save me because that was the last day I took a pill. It was the last day that I drank. It wasn't therapy or a psychologist. It was reality. Reality was, get yourself together, Nikki, or this is going to be you. And that was the day that changed my life. That's the beginning for me.
That was the beginning for you.
Yeah, it was the day that I woke up, and it was the day that I actually breathed. That day, breathing fresh air. I feel like I had been dead. I feel like I didn't live. But that day, I walked outside and I inhaled fresh air. And it was one of the saddest days of my life. But it was the rebirth of me. I want to cry. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry. It is so beautiful. I can feel your inhale on that day. I mean, it is how beautiful for a mother to give that back to her child, being your mom and you, is like that is that breath of go live.
And I miss my mom every day. But I appreciate my mom more today than I ever did when she was alive. Because my mama gave, she brought me in the world and she gave her life for me. And so what an honor to honor my mom by helping other people. I know she's smiling right now just because someone might look at this and they might call the moon and they might say, Mom, let's go eat. Okay, I'm sorry.
You are like this flower, this flower that just continues to bloom and share your joy and amazing, just amazing. You are amazing, Nikki. Truly
Thank you.
amazing.
Thank you.
So what does life look like for you now?
Every day is different. I don't think I'm 100% in my healing. I think I'm walking towards it, but it's a great place to be because I woke up this morning. Some people did. Some days I cry, but it's okay to cry. It's okay to miss people. It's okay. And I wake up every day and I'm so thankful. If it's raining, thank you God for the rain. If it's cold, thank you God for the cold. If there's a lot of traffic on the way to where I'm going, God, thank you that I have a car. If I'm going to work, God, thank you for everything. I sometimes cry because my children are gone. But I've met people that weren't even able to have children. They couldn't even experience the love that I have. God, thank you for my daughter, having my daughter 2 years. God, I thank you for having my son 7 years. I am so thankful. And people always say, oh, you smile so much because I'm happy to be alive. I didn't smile for so long. And so I smile so much my lips get tired. But that's what I do. And so every day is a good day to me. Even if it doesn't go perfect, it's a good day because I'm here. So that's what my everyday look like.
That's a pretty good every day, I would say.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
So what could you share with our audience, which you've shared so much already, but if you were to share, say for those that are out there that are grieving or that are experiencing their own tragedies, and that say they're in the middle or just out of a really horrific experience or something that is horrific in their own life that maybe perhaps others don't recognize. What is your advice?
One thing would be if you want to let go of something, you have to let it go. Meaning, a lot of people, when they go through tragedies and grief, we keep a lot of material things that we're trying to get away from. So if a person passes in our family, we keep everything of them and we become attached to it. And even though it makes us feel comfortable or they make us feel like we have a piece of them, sometimes it's keeping us from moving on. And I'm not saying to give everything away, but sometimes you have to let go of things just to let go. And sometimes you have to let go of people that are in your life. When I was going through my tragedy, because I was so gloomy, I kept attracting people that were in the same position that I was in. And I was asking advice from these people, but I was asking advice from people that I wouldn't even trade places with. You know what I mean? So my advice would be to either seek therapy or speak to someone who's going to actually help you and not keep you down. And the last thing is that it's okay to cry. It's okay to grieve. It's normal. That doesn't mean lay down every day and do nothing. But it does mean that if that's what you want to do today, then it's okay. And don't let anyone beat you up for it. You know, you just say, God, thank you for allowing me to live. And I know tomorrow is going to be better.
Nikki Payne, thank you for those beautiful words. And thank you all for listening. I hope that you are as inspired as I am today to just be so grateful for everything that I have.
Yes.
So thank you all for joining us at Real Wisdom, Courageous Wisdom, and Real Women for sure. Thank you all.
Thank you.